Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Jessica. So Jessica, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Jessica Dawson. I am from the Central Florida, Orlando, Florida, exactly. I went to the University of Florida, studied real estate and urban analysis, heavy finance, heavy eco. I worked at Home Depot for 25 years, had other little multiple careers along the way. And right now, I'm the CEO of three companies. And one of them is a production company, one of them is a coaching company, but the main one is a financial technology company where we are creating a very unique app. In my opinion, is I like to tell people sometimes it's one of the most powerful applications that has ever been built or is being developed because it alters the future of the country.
Awesome. So can you just tell us more about that? You know, I'm curious, like what exactly like the app does and, you know, who your ideal market is, like, you know, who you're serving with the app.
So the first phase that we have is Fisk Mobile Tipping. Fisk is a rather unique product. There is five phases. I really only talk about one because the other ones have not been solidified through development. Fisk Mobile Tipping should be launched in Q1 or the beginning of Q2. Depending on how fast the developers and everything gets put together. And of course, the raising of capital, which is what we're doing right now through WeFunder and an angel round are running simultaneously. But the application, it is a tipping and gratuity app that is very similar to a peer-to-peer payment platform. And if you had any of the other ones out there that we have that are very popular, like Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, or Cash App, if I went into a restaurant, into a bar, to a valet, and used that, money would go from point A, point B, and work perfectly because that's what they were intended to do. Fisk Mobile Tipping has a very unique feature, and it's what we call the split. So if I tipped you $100 through Fisk Mobile Tipping, that money would go from me to you, but through a split that you are in control of. The smallest split that Fisk has is a 95-5 split. So that means that $95 would land on your virtual debit card, and we can issue a regular debit card as well because we're a neobank. The other 5% or $5 is going to land in the investment account of your choosing that you link up to the mobile application. So that means that when I go to tip you in the future, does it matter if the split is set at 95-5? Are you like the 50-50 split, or you want to put almost everything and go from 5 to 95 and put everything into your investment account? When I tip you, am I not altering your future?
But I guess like, how do you get like the user adoption? I'm always curious because it's like, if you have all these people that are using, you know, Venmo, for example, like, how do you sit there and say, okay, now instead of Venmo, change to something else? Like, how do you, I guess, like...
There is going to be a lot of me going around and discussing this with people. As a life coach and studying human, I guess, the traits that we all have. As an adult, we all get in habits, and it is so hard for us to change those habits that it's difficult. You know, in the beginning of January, everybody's going to be going to the gym trying to get those new habits. And sometimes they can't form them or they need assistance. This is something that is shift. It will shift, I guess, out of kindness. When you're giving gratuity to somebody, you are affecting their future. And essentially, if once this application is up and running, we start altering the country's future because we're sending money into the future instead of doing what we've been doing for a long time, which is pulling money from the future and going to dump it on the younger kids are just going to have to pay all this off. There's a lot to going into economics and how our whole monetary system works, but we have to get people used to investing in themselves. And this is a tool that allows someone with a little bit of financial literacy or none to start learning finance while they're generating wealth. And they'll start seeing the compound interest. It doesn't matter if they're linking it up to a Roth IRA an IRA, their 401k, a insurance policy, as long as they are putting something into their future or have a way and an access to put it into their future is going to be better. And if everybody starts thinking on this planet, man, the world's going to be better because we're all helping each other out by right. helping these younger generations out. And they don't have to go through the stuff that we're going through. You know, most people don't save until they're probably in their 30s, unless they had their parents were very financially literate.
Right.
They didn't teach us anything in high school. And it shows we have too many people that do not know finance. They are upset. A lot of people believe that there is a group of people that are controlling everything. And it's based upon finance. If you don't know finance, you have no idea what they're doing. And when you understand finance and economics, you know what they're doing. They're investing right. in everything. And when they just turn around and take their compound interest and they go, well, that looks like a good idea. And they invest in that. And then they turn around, take that. And they're just investing in everything. And that's right. the reason why they own everything.
Right. Yeah. I guess I'm just curious. I guess maybe I'm still not clear, like how do you get people to download? I think that's the biggest challenge with like any apps. Like, how do you incentivize somebody to download it? And like, let's just say, right, like as an example, like I work at a restaurant. I download this app. I use it because I want to like invest my money. Does the patron also have to download the app, or like, what is that?
No, we are at this point in time working with the payment processor. We've had our setbacks because we've worked with 4 payment processors.
Right.
A few of them. We've created something to where, and I hate to say, you know, a young girl is not going to want to make friends with everybody when she's accepting money. You're a valet. You got somebody coming up. You don't have time to go, hey, man, be friends on an application.
Right. Yeah.
You need a QR code that allows you to take a small denominational tip inward through Apple Pay and Google Pay.
Oh, awesome.
We have to go through a lot of hoops in order to make this happen, because if we do it wrong, we're going to lose a lot of money because of chargebacks. I'm not looking for chargebacks. I've got to collect data on something that's never been done before, and I've got to do it slowly. And that means, I mean, I'm going into new waters that have never been tested before, because these are small incremental charges that are tips that are going and splitting and going into an investment account. I don't want to have to pull back money, and that's going to be a pain. So if there has to be a 3-day provision or something that it's the money is going to be allocated, and until it becomes hard and everybody is in agreement that that is not going to be a chargeback, that it can be invested, then that's what I have to do. I have to make this thing work. And is there going to be some interesting things that we find along the way? Yes. We don't have data on everything. People have asked me, angel investors have asked me, what's your TAM report look like and your SAM and your SOM? And I'm like, well, it's kind of hard to pull some of this data because there's people out there that don't claim all their tips. So how am I supposed to pull data? You could take the average tips, you know, and do things like that. But we're looking to create some data that has never been collected before. Nobody has seen what I'm looking at, and this is only the first phase of the application. There are a lot of benefits to being able to take money in and it go to an investment account automatically, because I hate to say it, as human beings, when something is not done immediately, we push it off, and then sometimes, oh, I forget about it. Right. And something gets, our scheduling gets messed up to where, oh, I was supposed to put the money in the account and I didn't do it and I spent it. When you're younger, your habits have not been formed yet. It is critical that we go, you know, we teach the younger generations how to spend money properly. I was the first transgender female to volunteer for Junior Achievement to talk to the children. And I went in and I gave 5 lectures this past Friday about how to spend money.
Right.
Are you buying something that is going to depreciate? And how do you explain depreciation to someone who is in high school? Well, if you have a bicycle and you bought video games, and all of a sudden 2 years later, they got a new model. Well, the one that you have right now isn't worth as much, or your bicycle that you left out in the sun is deteriorated, the paint's flawed, it's not worth the same. So it's decaying or it's deteriorating. That means your money is going bye-bye. You're losing money. But if you go out and buy assets and you're investing in other human beings, which is technically what an angel investor and a venture capitalist does through their fundraising, a WeFunder, which is where our platform, where we're crowdfunding through, investors invest in my team and we finish our application. Our app allows you to invest in another human being's future on the spot based on good performance or good customer service.
Right.
This has never been done before. This is a motivational tool as well. Imagine, you know, I came up with the idea because I worked at Home Depot for 25 years in and out of management. Now, when I was in management, there was not a lot of things that I could do for the associates, motivate them. I could give them a speech. But when it came down to it, you'd have to go, look, if you don't do your job better, I'm going to have to write you up. And then we're going to have to, you know, depart ways. And we're going to have to get somebody else to replace you.
Sure.
And I don't like doing that. And then when I was an associate, I'm like, what drives me to go above and beyond? I'm one of those people, I can't sit still. So I have to be doing something. And I would end up doing 80% of the job and everybody else would watch me and they would do 20% of the job.
Right.
And you would go above and beyond and you would get a little badge or a piece of paper that they would put on the wall in the break room saying what you did. Or if you were employee of the month, or your employee of the year, you would get a little plaque on the wall in the break room and people go, hey, that's great. You did a great job. Well, I cannot pay a bill with any of those. What is my, someone's going to tell me that it's, oh, I'm just supposed to work at top notch all the time while everybody around me is not doing that. And I kept thinking, well, you got to have something that you can give me that grows. I want something. And that is a different phase of the application that I don't talk about much. It is under development and it is a bonus system that runs through our application.
Makes sense. So in terms of this app, right? So how do you guys make money off of it?
We have multiple avenues. You know, we're a bank. You know, we're a bank. Do you know where banks make money?
Interest. Yeah.
Yes. We are just using their system the same way they use their system. I look at trying to teach everybody what and how to use their credit, build credit. Don't go overboard. And if you do go overboard, how the heck are you going to get out of it? Because if you dig yourself in a hole, you're going to screw your credit up. And then when you go to buy something, you're going to be paying even more money for it because you're a credit risk. And then, well, if you're a credit risk, they're going to want more money out of you just to buy the same vehicle or buy a house the same. So
makes sense.
We make money on our monthly subscription. That's one form. We are the Ferrari of peer-to-peer payment platforms. We do something that none of them do, and we have features that they will not have. We have a patent on this entire, or a provisional patent set up with every phase that I have thought of, and there's other phases that I'm going to put a different provisional patent in on. This is a different way to look at economics. If you know about trickle-down economics, it does work. You know, the people who have a lot of money, they get an incentive to develop something, get a tax break, and then they start getting rewards and they've created jobs. That does work. A lot of people don't like it because they think that the money should be distributed up differently. But when you're the business owner, that is your choice about how you develop your company and how you spend your money. That is completely up to them.
Makes sense.
Now, it is different when you're building your company. I'm the only one that is. I have a lot of investors that invested in me. I have people coming in on the crowdfund right now, left and right. And they're dedicated and they want me to have a meeting with them so they can come in and help build this. A lot of them are smaller investors. I've got bartenders that want to come in because they're helping build this thing. I've got friends that are trying to get people to invest for the first time through a startup. And they're like, hey, how can I give them a Christmas present of investing in your company? I'm like, we can do that. If they want to give money to their friend, their friend can sit there and open a WeFunder account right in front of me. I can explain how to do it and walk them through investing in a startup for the first time. So you're investing in a human being and the idea. Making this product is extremely critical in my mind for our country. We are extremely divided, but you can't break the laws of economics and expect everything to just work out. I talked to other people who studied economics and have books on it. I haven't written my book. I look at sometimes when you're writing a book, you're talking about your theory and then you want to go and push it. And I'm just going to build my economic theory and we're all going to test it together to see if it works. There is a lot that went into this concept. It runs into my other company, which is a production company where we're creating a documentary about how two transgender women created a mobile application that alters the future of the country, what they went through and what they did in order to make this application happen for America. I don't like the two-party system. I think everybody's arguing. I think it's a waste of time a lot of times.
For sure.
We need to stop and listen to the other person. And when you're talking with someone, ask a question, listen, they might have an idea that adds on to your idea. You never know what someone else is thinking until you be quiet and listen. Finance is finance and economics is economics. If the economy crashes, guess what? All those are still going to be there in the new economy or a new currency. And right. If you don't know them now and you're not going to know them then, you're going to be broke now and you're going to be broke in the future until you learn how to spend money. One of my questions that I asked the kids the other day in school is if I gave everybody in this room $1,000 and I said, I'm coming back in a week, do what you're going to do with it, your way, and I want you to tell me what you spent your money on. And I asked them, what would you go out and buy? And then I asked some of my friends when we got those stimulus checks, during COVID from the government, I asked people, what did you spend your money on? And a lot of people said, well, I went out and bought a big screen TV or spent it. And some of them were like, well, I had to go and spend and pay on the bills. And I understand that. Well, it came to me and it was extra money because I was working at Home Depot. I actually made more money during COVID because Home Depot was paying us hazard pay and upping our rates because we were on the front lines and we were open and we were exposed.
Right.
What did I do with mine? Well, my co-founder and I started trading and we tripled our money.
It's amazing.
And that goes back to buying assets. You know, there's a difference between trading and investing. Trading is doing it every day and having to stare at the computer. And I don't want to stare at a computer all day long, watch it go up and down.
Because Yeah.
It's going to go up and down. You haven't lost. You haven't gained any money until you sell it.
Makes sense.
I'm investing in long term. I want long term assets that are going to make me money. I believe there's a lot of individuals out there that have not got the funding for their products. I hang out with entrepreneurs and life coaches that are so positive, and being around these people is incredible. They see the future differently. Every entrepreneur is like, I see my idea working and helping out the country, but they can't get funding. And I'm like, dang it, how can I get them more funding? Well, if they had our application 10 years ago, imagine it had been launched 10 years ago and everybody was saving money. They would have a teeny tiny nest egg to go, well, I know my accounting. I know this. I can talk to somebody about how to set the right company up.
Right.
Funding. Well, makes that sense. Would happen in 10 years from now. They will have this, but there's so much that can be done with our application and how it works.
Right.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's exciting for sure. So just to wrap up, what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Well, I've run multiple companies. I knew this. We were going to be successful this time. My co-founder, who went to Florida State, has 3 degrees, has her law degree. And I went to UF with my degrees. I knew it was going to happen. Why? Partnered up with somebody. You can't do it all alone. I learned of my lessons running other companies, but I've always been promoted because of my attitude and my work ethic. I don't stop. I'm not going to stop. This application is coming into this reality, and I am going to get as many people to help me. Confirmation bias is rather interesting because I go up and I talk to people and I go, they go, man, your application is incredible. And I go, do you want to invest? And they're like, no, I can't. Because if you read cash flow quadrants, some people are scared about releasing their money. They're nervous. They've never done something before like this.
Right,
and they're like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. Well, the first time you do anything, you are nervous. I ask questions and I'm not going to repeat what I normally ask people. But the first time you do anything, first time you ride a bike, you fall off. You get back up, you continue on. Well, if you've never invested in a startup and you never attempt to do it, you're never going to know what it's like. You might. I bought something, a company called Kitchenry in February. Well, it's a device that has your appliances, they don't have cords anymore. You set them down on a plate, power goes right through them, kind of like when you're putting your phone on one of those things, the little chargers. Well, it's got AI in it, so you could go, hey, Alexa, make sure the rice is done at 4:30. Well, then you can take it and put it somewhere else. Now, if they get bought out twice, my money that I put into that startup during WeFunder accounts, I'm going to get some money.
No, yeah, for sure.
That's how are the rich people doing stuff? They invest money in these things.
Right.
They're accredited investors. And most people, if you don't know what an accredited investor means, that means they're making $250,000 a year, two years in a row, or they have $1 million in assets other than their primary home. And I'm like, well, I know people who have a nice house, but they don't have $1 million of assets other than their primary home, unless they have their company. And these people will invest. A business owner and an investor is on one side of the quadrant and cash flow quadrants. And he explained all of that. And
for sure.
Getting someone to come over from an employee side is very difficult to get him to come over and to be an investor for the first time. It is possible, but you have to be in there here every day going, it's okay. We'll be okay. It's now in the WeFunder account, you can come in for $100.
It's not bad. So I guess just, you know, like we do have to wrap, but like for somebody watching this, if you can just share, what is the best way to get in contact with you? Like your company website, email, you know, social media.
LinkedIn is a very good way. If you want to talk to me, you can go to the landing page, fiskmobile.tech. You can contact my co-founder's email is on there. You can get in touch with me through WeFunder. I mean, not through WeFunder, but through LinkedIn. WeFunder has the 55th degree. That is the name of the company that has developed Fisk Mobile Tipping. And I would love to talk to people about how this application works. If you want to talk to my co-founder and I in a meeting, we're more than welcome to talk. You can get in touch with me through LinkedIn, through the different social media. I'm out there. And I would love to sit down and talk with anybody because I need, I can't build all this myself. We're raising $1.5 million. Mama does not have $1.5 million. Right. Now, my investors, it's either I need, just for a $500,000 raise, I need 5,000 people to come in at $100.
Right.
Or I need 1,500 people. I mean, 15,000 people to come in at $100.
Right.
Or I have one person come in and stroke the whole check. Now, if that one person comes in and strokes the whole check, that means all the people that were going to come in for $100, they're going to be left out.
Right.
And that's where I am talking to a lot of bigger investors right now. I'm trying to explain to people, come in. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity to get into a financial technology company at ground level.
Yeah. And we're rooting for you. Yeah.
When Facebook launched, everybody's like, man, I want to be a part of the IPO. Well, you weren't one of the original investors.
Right.
So you don't get that. It's opportunity comes a knocking. Either when you hear it, you pick up, open the door, and you go, I'm going to take that opportunity and invest in something that is absolutely incredible. My team is stellar. We have a young lady who has made the financial model. She went to the Warrington School of Business, has her MBA from Duke. I have Sahil Patel, who went to, he was one of the first people that made the drop shipping program. All he does is help startups, and he loves working for us. The software development team is based out of Ukraine. They work in bunkers, in rolling blackouts, and still hit the marks. They have an attitude that I don't quit. My design girl is in Finland and my CTO is in California. We're all over, but we have one mission, and that is to make Fisk Mobile Tipping the best damn application for America, and it alters the future of our country.
Awesome. Well, Jessica, I want to say that we're rooting for you, and thank you so much for your time today.
Yep. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. All right. Bye.